I'm John Peters, one of the founders of Callaway's Nursery. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now here's Neil.
Thank you, John. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Happy Easter, everybody, and good morning. We are live on this Easter Sunday morning. Have a one-hour program this morning. Yes, I'm going to church. Of course I'm going to church. We'll be going as a family just a little bit later. Hope you get to as well if you are of the Christian faith. And if you're going soon and you'd like to call, give us a call right now. Mike Bass is running the boards as he always does. Thank heavens for Mike Bass. And he is also running the board, screening the calls. You will talk to Mike first. And that phone number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I always have done every program except Christmas morning. I won't work on Christmas. I just can't do that. But I will work the other days of the year. And so I'd love to have you give a call now. But you bet we're going to church. 800-288-9227. Happy Easter. So the program gets, and I will need some calls. I don't want to do a monologue this morning, so I welcome you to call if you're going to be doing some gardening later today or want to get into some various topics about this upcoming week. Tomorrow's April, and so as a result, there's a lot to get done this time of year. Let's begin the program as we always do. You have Steve and Mike? I didn't ask you.
Yes, I'm
Let's
here.
Let's give it a try. All right, Stephen, you'll answer for me. That's good. Stephen Hayden is horticulturist with the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and he has his report live, as you can tell, and ready to roll. What's going on at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, Stephen? Happy Easter, by the way.
Well, to you too, Neil. Guests Thank have been you. Asking whether the roses are in bloom yet, and the answer is a resounding yes. They're starting to come into flower. To get the best floral experience, I would recommend heading down the Wisteria Walk, where you'll see roses along the way. You'll end up at the bottom of the rose ramp, where you'll find even more roses. The Iceland poppies are putting on a good show this year as well. They can get hit by the hard frost sometimes, but this year they're doing very well indeed. So that's encouraging.
I love those Iceland poppies. Aren't they gorgeous? That's a beautiful plant, one that we need to use more often. And you have a plant of the week that you want to talk about this week that is a native Texas plant and a beautiful shrub for much of Texas, right on the northern boundary for it. I've seen it freeze a couple of times in this north central Texas area. But, oh, my goodness, if you have I'm not going to tell your story for you. It is a gorgeous native plant. Tell us about it.
Well, it's Texas Mountain Laurel, Sephora secundiflora. Is now in full flower throughout the garden. This plant is native to the Texas Hill Country, but does well in Fort Worth. It's a slow-growing shrub or a small tree and can reach up to 15 feet. This plant has small, olive-colored, leathery leaves that are very attractive. In the spring, Texas Mountain Laurel has clusters of purple, wisteria-like flowers that smell like Kool-Aid. Silver Sierra is a silver-leafed cultivar with purple flowers that are very striking against the silver foliage. Texas Mountain Laurel needs full sun to light shade and excellent drainage. And this is one of my personal favorites. But do remember that it's slow growing.
It is very slow growing. It needs to be planted where it's going to have a little bit of protection. I will tell you that if you're we live outside the Metroplex, and I've lost a couple of them over the years to the cold. So either be prepared to cover it or put it up against a spot where it won't get the cold north wind. But it's a beautiful, beautiful plant, native to Real County, which is Lakey, and Uvalde and that general area. Just gorgeous. So what event do you want to highlight this week?
Well, we're excited about being in the path of totality for the awe-inspiring total eclipse on April the 8th. Immerse yourself in nature as the moon dances across the sun, creating a magical twilight spectacle never to be forgotten. Our north and south vistas offer unobstructed views of the sky. General admission to the garden is required, and solar eclipse glasses will be available for purchase on site for $3. Members receive free admission and will be offered complimentary glasses while supplies last. Guests can play Sun Song Bingo, build a pinhole viewer, participate in citizen science with our research team, and enjoy a meal from multiple food trucks. So I think we're all excited about this.
That's going to be fun. Will you be singing Sun Song Bingo?
Not if I can help it. No, it wouldn't be a good thing.
You don't want to drive people away, huh?
That's right.
All right. That'll be at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden on April 8th, but you might want to make your plans ahead of time because that's going to be a lot of fun. Fabulous. All right. For all of the above, how does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right, and that's just west of downtown Fort Worth by a couple of miles. You would take the exit to go to the zoo, but instead of going south, you go north, and you don't go very far because the Fort Worth Botanic Garden is right there. You're there. You see the big trees. That's it. 110 acres, and it's beautiful. 24-hour information telephone line, old style. You would punch in what numbers?
817-463-4160.
All right. And the website, this is the important one because this is where you can get a membership. This is where you can buy tickets to various things. This is where you see photos, you see all the events. What's the website for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
Absolutely right. It's fwbg.org.
Just the initials, fwbg.org of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Stephen Hayden, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll talk to you next Sunday, right before the eclipse. You betcha. That is sponsored by the wonderful men and women of Arborological Services, serving the North Texas area with the finest in tree care since 1981. That's 43 years, 44, depending on how you count it, of outstanding tree care. Your trees deserve the best. Your trees are the biggest investment you have in your landscape. Give them the care, the loving care, the knowledgeable care of Arborological Services. These are the people who look after the best trees, the historic trees, the important trees of North Central Texas. They serve the Dallas, Tarrant County area, the Metroplex, with 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists and a backup crew that is second to none. Their equipment is outstanding. Take a look at their equipment and then just kind of take a look at the other companies you see going out on jobs and you'll see what I'm talking about. They are backed by experience, they're backed by equipment, they're backed by knowledge. Three of their people have been selected as Arborists of the Year for the great state of Texas. Steve Hauser, the founder, Russell Peters, and Kevin Bassett, all three men, Arborists of the Year. One person per year is given that designation, and they have three. Isn't that something? That's Arborological Services. And a 13-time Texas State Tree Climbing Champion, Miguel Pastenez. All of that available to you by going to their website at arborological.com. There's a lot of useful information at arborological.com, their website, but also all the contact information. The phone number is toll-free, even though they are strictly local, 866-552-7267. That's 866-552-7267. And on the web, it is arborological.com. Their contact information is all over my website as well. Arborological Services.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm Amber with Callaway's in Mesquite, and now back to Neil.
Thank you, Amber, very, very much. I appreciate Callaway so much. They've been my loyal friends since their doors opened. They've been open more than 35 years, and we've been working together all that time. First call up today, let me give you the phone numbers again, because you need to call early if you're going to call through. Don't be waiting till the last moment. 800-288-WBAP. I do have an open line right now. It's 800-288-9227. And give us a call right now. 800-288-9227. Barbara is in Dallas. Barbara, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are
you?
How may I help you? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. I'm making pies. I have a potted hosta that has iron chlorosis. I dumped it out yesterday, and it was wet. So I know that it wasn't getting good drainage. But I don't know, is should I, anything, I mean, I cleaned it up as well as without bare rooting it. I cleaned it up, and there was little signs of root rot.
Okay.
Any suggestions on something to help me solve my sick little hosta?
Sure, I'll try my best. Is it a solid green variety?
Yes. It's Midnight Mist. Well, you don't need to hear that. Never mind.
I wouldn't know if you did tell me. There are hundreds of varieties, so I promise you it doesn't help
probably.
Me much. Yeah. Is it a large leaf variety or a smaller one?
It's kind of a medium size. It's not huge, but it's not a little, you know, it's not a miniature either.
All right. I want to go back to the variety name, though, because I did hear one word that made me wonder. You say mist.
Midnight Mist.
M-I-S-T?
M-I-S-S.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's supposed to be a dark, you know, deep green.
Okay, that's fine. I thought maybe it had some flecks of color in it. So
it's just solid green.
Okay, I can help you. What you need to do is correct whatever the problem is with the poor drainage. If you're watering it too much, don't do that. If the drain hole was plugged up, you've probably remedied that by whatever you did. If it didn't have a drain hole, find another pot. So those are all obvious things, and I'm sure you've taken care of that. It may need looser or a more open potting soil that will drain better. That would help as you repot it. It's okay to take some of the soil away from the roots because the plant sounds like it's hurting anyway, and that would help it. It's not going to bloom this year. It's not going to be as vigorous this year, but you're trying to save it, it sounds like.
Right.
And then as far as correcting iron deficiency, there are liquid iron products that also have sulfur in them. I doubt if this is a problem of the acidity of the soil mix as much as it is the decay of the root system. And so even adding iron may not help. It may not be able to take the iron that's there. I'm formulating my answer as I talk. I would certainly use a fertilizer that is a complete and balanced fertilizer, maybe a little higher in the first number, nitrogen, but that also has a trace elements package, it's called, or just has the minor elements included with it. So you'll see that it has nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and also a bunch of minor elements, including iron, Fe, iron, in the mix. And
Okay. Then
you could add a very small amount of an iron, water-soluble iron product of some sort. You won't need very much. And you don't want to overdo any of this because the plant is struggling to recover. It's like somebody who's had an accident or major surgery doesn't need a seven-course meal. They need to be nurtured along until they can handle that seven-course meal, and that's the way you need to handle this plant. Keep it in the shade. Your pie's okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I hear you stirring around.
My pudding has been done now.
Okay, atta girl. I think my wife's doing the same thing right now. So that's what I would do, and I'd use a new potting soil that has a lot of organic matter in it, a lot of peat moss, maybe some finely ground pine bark mulch, no native soil, maybe a little expanded shale, I just like expanded shale a lot. You can buy it in small bags. It's heavy, which is not a bad thing in a container because it will keep it from blowing over. That's not going to happen with a hosta, but it would with bigger container plants. But that's what I would do.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Happy Easter. I'll be over.
Happy Easter to you. Have a great day.
I'll be over for some pie. Take care. All right, Bob in Fort Worth, I'll come to you with your crepe myrtle question in just a moment. Stay with me. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my book, and I have it on sale for you at $34.95. I wanted a book that would address all aspects of outdoor gardening. This covers Chapter 1's the basics of gardening. Chapter 2 covers everything that you're going to need to do in the course of 12 months in your landscape, garden, fruit, flower, and vegetable gardening. It's all there. of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants that you're trying to grow. And you say, well, I want to give this as a gift to somebody in Corpus Christi or in Texarkana or in Amarillo. Will it apply those three places? Yes. The answer is yes. I wrote it for every part of the state. So that's chapter two, is that calendar, 4 pages per month, 48 pages. Chapters 3 through 11 are detailed chapters on trees. See if you can do this by heart now, because you talk about the major aspects of landscaping: trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, and then fruit and vegetables. And it's all in there. 840 of my photographs, 344 pages on high quality paper. It's a hardback book. I didn't want a paperback. It's made to last. And your satisfaction with this book is absolutely guaranteed. I sign every copy as it sells. I take them to the post office myself. This is not in stores, not on Amazon. It is in my garage waiting to be signed. I'll be signing tomorrow, and I signed some yesterday, and I'd love to sign a book for you. This is an opportunity for you on sale at $34.95. List price is $38.95. There are two ways you can buy my book. One is to go to my website, and one is to call my office Monday through Friday, business hours. That office phone number is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. But the better way is to do it today. That's at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening at NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Baylor Scott & White Health knows you have places to be and twigs to prune. That's why the MyBSW Health app offers you virtual care when, where, and how you want it, right from your phone, so you can get back to what keeps you going. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney, inviting you to join us for worship. You can join us in person in McKinney and in Melissa, or join us online. Find out all options at sharingtheheart.org. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and everyone is welcome.
Well, thank you, Pastor Tommy Brummett. We will be at church as we always are. Not always, I don't want to lie about my pastor and my church. We try always to get to the 11 o'clock service, 11:10. There is a service going on right now at 8, always one at 9, always one at 10:05, and that's the one that we'll live stream if you're unable to join us at our church, First United Methodist Church of downtown McKinney. Then you can join the live stream at sharingtheheart.org at 10:05. And then last service, the more traditional time at 11:10, just gives time for that big service at 10 o'clock to clear out. And then we stragglers climb on in at that point. It's a historic church. It's more than 100 years old and just a beautiful, beautiful building. And there will be beautiful music and a wonderful sermon today by Pastor Brummett. He is one of the gifted pastors around. Really, really gifted. Callaway's Nursery is the garden center for the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and they are excited to serve neighborhoods and communities throughout our area. They're committed to providing quality plants, exceptional customer service, and inspiration at each of their locations. Their local stores are a showcase of colors and blooms and textures. They're sure to stimulate your imagination to create the landscape of your dreams and even style your home with indoor plants. You'll also find wonderful gift ideas, pottery, lawn decor, and all the essentials to keep your flower beds and lawn looking beautiful and picture perfect for all your entertaining. Let Callaway's be your resource for all your gardening needs. Their friendly Texas certified nursery professionals are there to help with your selections and answer your questions. A better garden begins with better plants, and that is exactly what you will find at your Callaway's nursery. More big news, mark your calendar for two big events in one. All the Callaway's locations will be celebrating the new Eclipse Big Leaf Hydrangeas from First Editions at their Eclipse Viewing Party, April 8th from 1 to 2. That's just fun. For more details, check out their event page at callaways.com. Remember, they're closed today, Easter Sunday, in observance of the day. But they'll be back at their extended spring hours, that's starting tomorrow, 9 in the morning until 7 at night, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 6. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully, callaways.com.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm Wendy Vanderbeck with Callaway's in South Fort Worth. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Wendy. Everybody likes Wendy a bunch. Let's go to our phone lines. I may end up putting Bob on hold through a newscast here, but let's give it a try. Bob in Fort Worth, how can I help you?
I have a string of about 40-year-old crepe myrtles in front of my house, and every other one or so has developed big knotty things on the base, which eventually leads them to just die. They leaf out, they're green, but they're obviously struggling, and local people tell me it's a saprophytic growth and the trees are already dead, but they're alive. Is there
saprophytic would not be an appropriate term if the plants are dying. You're saying this is every other plant?
Yeah, some of them are okay,
are these all the same variety, Bob?
Yes, they're all the same variety, same age.
All 40 trees are the same, or all the plants are the same age?
Yes.
In the row. They don't alternate, so.
No.
I deal with crepe myrtles all the time as a founding member of the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney. And but I'm not familiar with any parasite, any abnormality, any disease that would be causing that. What I really suspect, I think I'm probably going to need to have you send me a photo. Mike is going to be able to give you an email address to send me some photos so that I can look at. So when my conversation with you is over, don't hang up. What I kind of suspect is that there might be some freeze damage that would have affected these, and they may be thinning and dying because of that. There is so much of that going around, and I'm noticing that crepe myrtles are very sparse in thinning out. And leafing out, I'm sorry, and delayed in leafing out all this year. So please put contact information in what you send when Mike gives you the contact person and information, and I'll be back in touch. I've got a newscast right now. I got to run, but I'll be back in touch with you.
DFW's News Talk Traffic and Weather Station. News Talk 820 WBAP. And now on FM at 93.3.
Streaming live on our free mobile app.
A Cumulus Media Station, trending now.
The Easter Sunday address in St. Peter's Square. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt from the Novak Motors 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com. WBAP's first traffic and weather.
On the ones.
It has been a quiet morning on the roads. There is a bit of road construction. In Fort Worth, road construction has the roadway reduced to 3 lanes, 20 eastbound between Wichita Street and Anglin Drive. And in Dallas, closed due to road construction, 635 HOV eastbound between TI Access Road and La Prada Drive. Your WBAP forecast today, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. Monday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, 66 degrees in both Dallas and Fort Worth. Pope Francis delivered his Easter Sunday address in St. Peter's Square despite concerns for his health. His Holiness called for peace in Lebanon amidst Israel's war with Hamas, which has spread into that country.
My thoughts turn today in a special way to Lebanon, which has for some time experienced an institutional impasse and a deepening economic and social crisis, now aggravated by hostilities on the border with Israel.
Pope Francis skipped the Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum, adding to concerns about his frail health during this busy liturgical period. How popular are those Easter lilies and all the potted plants for sale everywhere at Easter? The National Retail Federation says consumers spend more than $1 billion every Easter on the spring plants.
Things like tulips come out about 6 weeks before Easter. Everything is timed to bloom for Easter, which is significantly different from a holiday like Christmas, where the poinsettias are ready like a month and a half in advance and they hold up right through.
A grower at Corky's Garden Path in Pennsylvania on WFAA-TV, he says Easter lilies are the biggest selling flowery item this time of year. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt. Your next news update at 9 o'clock. Check back several times throughout your day and keep connected, DFW, to News Talk 820 WBAP and now on FM at 93.3.
All right, thank you, Lori, very much. If you knew, I put this in eGardens this week, my electronic news article. If you knew how hard it is for growers to grow Easter lilies, and you need to appreciate those things. The dates vary by 4 or 4.5 weeks for when Easter is, so weather conditions vary a great deal. Almost all the bulbs are produced up in Oregon and southern Washington in just a couple of counties, and their conditions vary in the fall when the bulbs are harvested. It's just a minefield. Growers run from growing. I have a good friend who can grow anything, and he does not want to touch Easter lilies. They're an interesting crop. Let me tell you right now about Baylor Scott and White. I just want to tell you about them because they are very special to our family. When it comes to your garden, you're the one who makes the who calls the shots. You choose what you're growing. You plant the seeds. You give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that your entire garden can thrive. At the end of the day, your garden is in your hands. And Baylor Scott and White believes that your health should be too. That's why they've made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view your test results, and get access to 24/7 video visits right there from your phone. Now you have your care right in your pocket so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. Download that MyBSW Health app today. It's from Baylor Scott & White Health. MyBSW Health. Download the app today. MyBSW Health. From Baylor Scott & White Health.
News Talk 820 WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
27 years now I've told you about the great people at Advanced Foundation Repair and what a difference they can make in your home. We are renowned for this terrible soil that we call topsoil in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and all up and down Interstate 35. It's the Blackland Prairie, heavy clay gumbo soil that extends along Interstate 35 from the Red River all the way, almost the Red River, all the way down to San Antonio. And homes that are built without proper foundations eventually develop cracks and problems. Windows and doors don't open the way they're supposed to. They don't shut the way they're supposed to. You develop cracks in the side walls of your home, in the mortar joints, and in the grout joints in tile. You see it in the tape and bedwork inside your house, in the drywall. Those are all evidences that you better be getting Advanced Foundation Repair on site quickly. Let them come to your home with their very sophisticated equipment and do that very thorough analysis of your slab, of your foundation. If they detect a problem, they will show you exactly where it is and what it amounts to and how serious it is. In some cases, they will give you a note that says, "We do not detect a foundation issue." You might want to do this or do that outside your house to avoid problems in the future. But if they do detect a problem, they will tell you exactly what it would cost to fix it, and then you can discuss their warranty with them. I think you're going to leave this whole working relationship feeling really great about the referral I'm giving you right now. Call to get this underway. 214-333-0003. It's a melodic phone number. It's hard to get it out of your head once you think about it once. Say it with me. 214-333-0003. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com. My friends of long standing, it's advanced foundation repair.
Baylor Scott & White Health is always right in your pocket, so you can keep the hard work going and keep your healthy plants growing. Put your health care in your hands with the MyBSW Health app. Download it now.
Thank you, Mike. Let me tell you about Wild Birds Unlimited right now. With hummingbirds coming back into town, they've booked their bus rides and plane tickets and everything else, and they're coming back. And you need to have your bird feeders ready. Now, I am not the one to tell you all the research about the scout butterflies, but I have butterflies, hummingbirds, but I have noticed myself that they do come back where there have been feeders in years past, recent years past. If you've had a hummingbird feeder up, our pastor Tommy Brummett, who is an avid bird watching fan, told us yesterday on my KLIF program that he was putting his feeders up yesterday. His records, he keeps records each year, show that April 1 is roughly the time in several years that he has had hummingbirds show up in his yard. And so you want to have the feeders up. That's four parts of water, one part of sugar, no food coloring, nothing else, just that. You need to go to Wild Birds Unlimited and get their high perch hummingbird feeder. It is second to none. It is a spectacular feeder. There are different sizes of them. Look at their other feeders, too, for songbirds and for other birds that you might want to attract to your landscape. They have nesting boxes. They have everything you want and some incredible ways of delivering the feed to the birds. Their cylinders are just sensational. That's what we use at our home, and I love those things. So that's Wild Birds Unlimited. Now, where are they? The one I want you to go to is the McKinney store. Cheryl Miller, her name is Birdie Miller, and the staff that surrounds her, those are the people you need to see. They're at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just 20 steps south of Tom Thumb. That's 3001 South Hardin, south of El Dorado Parkway, on the south side of McKinney. A lot of south there, which translates to meaning it's very convenient for people who are coming from Sam Rayburn Tollway. That's Wild Birds Unlimited. You will love this store. They are serious about their birds. 3001 South Hardin, Wild Birds Unlimited in McKinney, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. They're always closed on Sunday.
Let the Texas certified nursery professionals at your neighborhood Callaway's help you. I'm Tom McLaughlin from the Flower Mound store, and now back to Neil.
All right, Tom, thank you very, very much. And I think we got our gentleman helped with the crepe myrtle question. I want to see what he has. And if he does send the photos, because some of you will also want to know, I will put them in eGardens this week in the Q&A section, my electronic newsletter, so that you can see and see his photos and what it was he was talking about, the growths, the bumps on the roots. A lot of times when you have an older crepe myrtle, they will develop almost a burl on the surface roots. That may be what he is seeing, but that doesn't affect the growth at all. I have seen, I could take you right now to a crepe myrtle with crown gall, which is serious, but it is singular. Usually you'll see one crown gall on a plant. This one was on one of the trunks of a crepe myrtle in McKinney. But I need to see what he has going on. Let me go to Josh in Coppell. Josh, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Happy Easter, Neil.
Happy Easter. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I have a little issue with rabbits. I planted snap peas and scallions, white onions, earlier this month. and I can't seem to keep the rabbits away. I went to the store and bought a mixture of blood meal, white onion, garlic, and cloves, and spread it around the perimeter of the garden. It didn't seem to help. And we've got a lot of rabbits in this neighborhood.
So I'm and they're eating the scallions as well as the...
Well, they're not eating the scallions. It's funny. They're eating the snap peas as soon as they come
well,
up.
Well, the irony, I was going to say, if they're eating the scallions and you're putting out garlic and the rest of the onion family as a deterrent, I wouldn't think that would work, but they're not eating the scallions. They will eat a lot of different things, and I'm not surprised they're eating the peas. You're late to be planting those, by the way. The hot weather would have gotten them. You need to have those things planted in January, late January. Rabbits are an enigma. They are devious. They get through little pieces of the fence when you have a spot missing or something. They figure ways to wiggle in. You used to have a very carefully constructed fence. I had a problem at our son's house when, after the great winter 3 years ago, we did some re-landscaping and they were eating the landscape plants. They were starving. He lives in Stonebridge Ranch in McKinney, and the rabbits were getting in to eat hollies of all things. They were really desperate. Everything had frozen. And so we used chicken wire to make it rabbit-proof. It was not pretty, but around a vegetable garden, that wouldn't matter as much as it did in his front yard. I'm surprised the HOA didn't throw him out of town. But chicken wire would work. They don't fly, so you don't have to have it very tall. 18 inches would be adequate. But you have to be really careful at any gate that you construct, that you make it in a way that it is solid up and down at the hinge, which is just going to fold back and fold, both directions.
So we have to have a border. We have to have a border on these guys. There's no way to deter them beyond that. I was just worried about the aesthetic look of it.
Right, and it's not going to be pretty, and there is no deterrent. There is no product you can put out there. The blood meal will do that. I did that to keep rabbits from eating my pansies we live in the country also. But the problem was that it was a twofold problem. The dogs would come out and bark the rabbits away, so they didn't stay around. But then the dogs rolled in the blood meal. And oh, come on, give me a break. And plus, as soon as you had a rain, all the blood meal, and then if you put any kind of repellent out, the repellent dissolved and it was gone. You had to reapply it every time it rained. So it's kind of a dead end street. I've had this question so many times and I've done so much looking online, and that's what you find everywhere, is that you just have to fence them out. There's no way out of it.
I see. Yeah, because they're really, I've got dogs, but they're around the corner. They're not always alert and aware of them. And what's kind of funny, Neil, is I used I thought this would be cute. I got one of those motion-detected sprinkler systems where anything that comes around, it would spray the rabbits with a sprinkler. But
right.
The problem, I had to keep the hose on all the time, though.
So your crop's all drowned.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's all on the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, yes, sir. Yeah.
I think your best bet is probably going to be just a decent fence. And if it has to be aesthetic, then you're going to have to figure a way of a picket fence or something where the pickets, it doesn't have to be tall. It can be pretty and it can be short, but the pickets are going to have to be very close together. Or you could line the inside of the picket fence with chicken wire, and that would be attractive. It would work.
Okay.
But I got to leave you to your own ingenuity at that point and let you devise
You're
something.
You're right. Yes, sir. No, you gave me a lot of good ideas and stuff. I've got an old, you just lit a light bulb. you gave
good
me a
deal.
Lot of good ideas, Neil Sperry. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank
well, good
you,
luck
sir.
With it.
You have a great Easter, sir, and thank you for your help. We'll talk to you.
Thank you. I really appreciate the call, Josh. Thank you. Take care. All right, his line is open if you'd like to call. 800-288-WBAP. I can get you on if you'll call right now at 800-288-9227. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. You ever hear that? That's a pretty good slogan. I'll bet you have heard that. You might have remembered that. They have local people who know the right questions to ask to make sure that you get the products that you need, the advice that you need, the help you need, that you get everything so you'll be successful. Stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer and find a great deal on Ace All-Purpose Lawn Fertilizer for all grasses. 5,000 square foot coverage for $24.99. Save $2 more with your Ace Rewards card. You're paying only $22.99 a bag, a limit of 2 bags. Apply it anytime during the growing season. It feeds your lawn in one easy step. It builds strong, deep roots to protect your lawn from drought and heat. It offers controlled release feeding for 8 or 12 weeks. It's formulated for quick greening as well. So there you have it, the best of all worlds, slow release fertilizer and quick release nitrogen as well. Ace is the place that sells products like that. High quality products at a good price. $22.99, limit of 2 bags with your Ace Rewards card. That is Ace Fertilizer for all lawns. Ace All-Purpose Lawn Fertilizer for all grasses. 5,000 square foot coverage, just $22.99 with the Ace Rewards card. I hope you'll go into an Ace Hardware store this week sometime and tell them, hey, thanks for sponsoring Neil. Really appreciate that, and let them help you. They are specialists in every department. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Thanks again to our sponsors for this hour. Baylor Scott & White Health. Take control of your health care anytime, anywhere, when you download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Nobody will do you a better foundation repair job than Advanced Foundation Repair. Their estimates are absolutely free. Their work is very affordable. They invite you to give them a call, 214-333-0003. Their work is guaranteed for the lifetime of your house. Do what we did. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
I want to tell you once again about my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, because we have a lot of the spring yet ahead of us, and I want you to make the most out of that time. This is the delightful time of the year, the delightful gardening time of the year. Evenings are long, nurseries are well stocked. It's just the time to landscape, re-landscape, to garden, re-garden, whatever. And Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening will help you. It has a lot of text information. Everything I've ever said or written in my career, in newspapers, in my other books, anything, all of my radio programs, I think it's pretty well condensed into this one book. It's the best product I have turned out in my 54 years of advising the plant people of Texas. I would like to have a copy in your hands. I'll guarantee that you'll be satisfied with it, or I'll refund every penny. I have to do that because I opted not to put it in stores, not to put it on Amazon. There were a couple of reasons. I did not want to go through a distributor. I didn't want to go through a publishing house. First of all, those folks take a big rake off of money, and that's okay. That's their business, and they do a good job. They would have put it in a lot of places. It would have sold a lot more copies. But I wasn't about that. I wanted to have the book be the book that I wanted the first time. I've written 5 books now, and the first 4 I did through publishing houses, and I felt each time like I had compromised way too much. I'd given away too much in terms of content. They kept saying, we got to cut 80 pictures or 80 pages or whatever, and I didn't want to do that this time. I wanted to keep the cost down to you, but I wanted to make sure I had all the information that I thought needed to be in this book. So we have a book with 840 photographs, and maybe they were right, but I'm not blinking. I love this book. 840 photographs, 344 pages. Carolyn Skye was my editor. She's the best there is anywhere. And Cindy Smith, the graphic designer, the best there is anywhere. If I sound the same on both of those descriptions, I really mean it. The 3 of us did this book. It's available only by going to my website or by calling my office Monday through Friday business hours. I sign every copy as it sells. It covers every aspect of outdoor gardening, from lawns, landscapes, fruit, flower, and vegetable gardening for every county in Texas. Take a look at it. If you buy it and don't like it, I'll refund every penny. 87,000 people have bought it. No one has asked for a refund. $34.95. Here are the two ways that you can get it, and as I say, it'll be a signed copy. You go to my website, neilsperry.com, and buy it there. Or you can call my office Monday through Friday, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. The website is neilsperry.com.
News Talk 820, WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
All right. And give me a call if you're interested. We can still get you on. I have that opportunity for one more time to give the number. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Whiz Q Stone, Mike and Derek Whiznan own and operate this business, a second and third generation out of the Whiznan family to own it. Founded in 1983. So they are 41 years old as a business. They have the finest stone yard you'll find anywhere. When we, Lynn and I, my wife, moved from Ohio back to, well, for me, back to Texas, for her to Texas, and located in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I started looking for a stone yard, I started looking a lot of different places. And somebody finally said, why don't you go to Whiz Q Stone? I went there and I said, oh, I have found the promised land. I have found the place. And I've never wavered from that opinion. It's just the greatest thing going. 22 acres is a lot of stone, and they go to the finest quarries in the Southwest and beyond. So whether you want retaining wall stone or patio stone, or whether you're doing a driveway or a walkway system, you want river rock, you want to do a ledge of some sort and have it look natural, they have it all. Landscape boulders, decorative gravel, they have it all at Whiz Q Stone. So please go out there. They're open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. They are in very far southeast Fort Worth, and let them help you. Nice people. At 4501 East Loop 820 South, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822. And that's whiz-q.com, Whiz Q Stone, 817-429-0822, 4501 East Loop 820 South, open Monday through Saturday. Whiz Q Stone.
I'm Jackson with Callaway's Nursery in Richardson, the first Callaway's. We're your neighborhood garden centers founded right here in the Metroplex. Callaway's sponsors this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Jackson, very, very much. I was there the day that that store opened. It was a big event. They were going to be opening several that spring. And the wholesale growers came, and I went out after I got off the air and got to be there for a while and loved it. The folks who opened that store, the principals who put the company together, had been and still are really good friends. They'd come from another nursery operation, and I had known them there. It's just been a fun relationship for all that time. Known them for 45 years. It doesn't get any better than that. You know, when you have an industry that you love and you have friends within that industry, it's the best. And the other thing that's really interesting, I find, and I never would have guessed this until I've been in this business a long time, is that they're not competitors with other nurseries. They're friends, and they talk. You see them at a trade show, and they're talking to each other about how's business and this and that, and just chatting it up. And Steve Dodd, the late Steve Dodd of Dodd's Garden Center, I asked him once how it was to be at Preston and Royal. There's no nursery there any longer. It's where the tornado came through. They were gone long before that. But I said, Steve, how is it to look right up Preston Road and see all your competitors? You know, every intersection had one or two nurseries. And he said, what are you talking about? He was such a nice guy. He said, what are you talking about, Neil? Those aren't my competitors. Those are my friends. My competitors are the golf courses and the boating companies and people like that. These are my friends. These are nurserymen. And I've never forgotten that. It's really good. And every industry has that. There always are outliers who are not friends with their competitor, their other people in their industry, but most are. This is a great time to be fertilizing almost all of your plants. They're growing actively now, or very soon will be, by a high-quality all-nitrogen fertilizer that has maybe a third of that nitrogen in slow-release form. Your nursery, Callaway's, for example, can explain that to you. A good hardware store can show you the fine print on the back of the bag and explain it to you, but you want an all-nitrogen fertilizer with a third to 40% of that nitrogen in slow-release form. And if you get that, then that will do for almost all the plants that you have if you're growing in the Blackland Prairie soil. That's very important to keep your plants well-nourished. Water well after you apply it. If you have a vegetable garden, you can now plant all of your warm season vegetables. Pretty much I would still wait on sweet potatoes and eggplant and southern peas, but the rest of them can be planted now. It's warm enough. Folks, I hope you have a blessed and wonderful Easter. If you possibly can, get to church and have a good day with your family. Families are critical, and Easter is a good time to be together. So thanks for listening today to Mike Bass. Thanks for coming in on this holiday. Happy Easter, everybody. He is risen indeed. Until next week, happy gardening.